Chapter 7. Raggedy Ann's Trip on the River. When Marcella had a tea party in the garden, all of the dolls were invited. Raggedy Ann, the Tin Soldier, Lisa, and all the others were there. After a lovely tea party with cookies and milk, Marcella thought that the dolls were very sleepy. She wanted to put them to bed. She told Raggedy Ann to stay in the garden and watch things. So Raggedy Ann waited for Marcella to return. Earlier, Marcella had thrown little bits of cookies to the dolls, and these pieces were now on the ground. Now little ants had come to eat them. Raggedy Ann watched the ants. Then she heard a puppy behind her. It was Fido. Fido ran to Raggedy Ann. He turned his head this way and that and looked at her. Then he put his front feet out and barked in Raggedy Ann's face. Raggedy Ann tried to look very serious, but she could not hide the big smile on her face.
"Raggedy Ann, do you want to play?"
Fido barked. Then he jumped at Raggedy Ann and jumped back again. The more Raggedy Ann smiled, the more Fido jumped. He then caught the end of her dress and pulled her around, tearing her dress. This was great fun for a puppy dog like Fido, but Raggedy Ann did not enjoy it. She tried to pull away, but Fido thought Raggedy was playing. He ran out the garden gate and down a path across the field. Sometimes he stopped and shook Raggedy Ann very hard, and her head hit the ground. Then he threw Raggedy Ann high in the air. She turned over two or three times before she hit the ground again. By this time, Raggedy had lost a piece of her dress, and some of her hair was coming loose. As Fido came near a stream, another puppy dog came running across the small bridge to meet him.
"What do you got there, Fido?"
said the new puppy dog as he ran up to Raggedy Ann.
"This is Raggedy Ann,"
answered Fido.
"We are playing. We're having a great time."
Fido really thought that Raggedy enjoyed being thrown around and high up in the air. Of course, she didn't. However, the game changed. When Raggedy Ann hit the ground, the new puppy dog caught her dress and ran with her across the bridge. Fido ran and barked behind him. In the middle of the bridge, Fido caught up with the new puppy dog. Each dog tried hard to get Raggedy Ann. As they played with her, she fell over the side of the bridge into the water. The puppy dogs were surprised, and Fido was very sorry. He remembered how good Raggedy Ann had been to him. He remembered how she had saved him from the dog catcher. The water carried Raggedy Ann away. All Fido could do was run along the stream and bark. Now, the good thing is, Raggedy Ann floated nicely. This is because she was filled with clean white cotton and the water didn't soak through very quickly. After a while, the strange puppy and Fido got tired of running. The strange puppy went home across the field. He acted like nothing was wrong. Fido walked home, very sorry. His little heart was broken. He knew that he had made Raggedy Ann drown. But Raggedy Ann didn't drown, not at all. In fact, she floated, and the water carried her along very gently. It felt like Marcella was holding her. She even went to sleep. Raggedy Ann slept peacefully as she moved along with the water. Then she came to a pool with a big stone. She woke up when the water pushed her against the stone. Raggedy Ann tried to climb on the stone. By this time, the water had completely soaked through her nice, clean white cotton. She was so heavy that she could not climb. So she had to stay there, half in and half out of the water. She watched the ants and frogs. The ants and frogs watched her. Marcella and Daddy were looking for her. They found pieces of her clothes and hair all along the path and across the field. They followed the stream until they found her. When Daddy got Raggedy Ann from the water, Marcella hugged her so tightly that the water ran from Raggedy Ann and made Marcella all wet. Marcella didn't mind at all. She was just glad to find Raggedy Ann again. They hurried home. Mama was baking a cake, so it was very warm by the oven. Marcella took off all of Raggedy Ann's wet clothes and placed Raggedy Ann on a little red chair. Then she brought all of the other dolls in and read a story to them while Raggedy Ann dried. After about an hour, Raggedy Ann was completely dry. Mama said the cake was done. She took a wonderful chocolate cake from the oven and gave Marcella a big piece. Marcella and the dolls had more tea with the cake. That night, when everyone in the house was asleep, Raggedy Ann sat up in bed and said to the dolls that were still awake,
"I'm so happy that I don't want to sleep. I think the water soaked me so much that my candy heart must have melted and filled my whole body. I'm not angry with Fido at all."
Happiness is very easy to catch when we love one another and are sweet inside and out. All the other dolls were happy, too.